The turmoil in the health services union has taken another dramatic turn. The woman who got the ball rolling on investigations into MP Craig Thompson's time in the HSU is now fighting for her own survival as the union's national secretary. She's been given 2 weeks to show cause why she should not be sacked by the union's executive. Cathy Jackson has rejected allegations of gross misconduct, neglect of duty, and breaching union rules. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The whistleblower is now having the whistle blown on her. The Health Services Union's acting president, Chris Brown, is moving against the outspoken National Secretary, Cathy Jackson.
They're not simple matters. They are complex and they are serious.
Mr. Brown's laying 10 charges under the rules of the HSU. He says they'll firstly be investigated by the union's ombudsman and then decided by the HSU's national executive.
And they essentially go to issues of gross misconduct, gross neglect of duty, the fact that she's substantially breached the rules of the union, that she has breached the relevant legislation.
Because of his role in seeking to remove Ms. Jackson from her position, Mr. Brown will stand aside from adjudicating the matter. Cathy Jackson says she hasn't seen the document yet, but maintains her innocence.
I totally reject the charges.
She's hit back at Mr. Brown and the union executive, labelling the charges a total fabrication.
Well, obviously they're politically motivated and false and malicious.
Do you think that you retain the confidence of the national executive, which will now have the job of investigating these 10 charges?
I definitely don't have the confidence of the national executive. The national executive are all partisans in this.
Do you expect that the executive will move against you?
Oh, definitely.
And then what happens?
Well, we'll fight it out. That's what will happen. Because I've done nothing wrong. And I've explained it to Chris Brown. But unfortunately, what we see is an old-fashioned union dispute where Chris Brown is just trying to, and the rest of the national executive, have seen me as a thorn in their side and they will do anything to expunge me from that organisation.
If they, as you expect, dismiss you, what happens then?
Well, it's not that simple. I have a term of office that expires in 2014 and there's lots of water to go under the bridge between now and then. You know, you say, you know, they don't have faith in me. Well, let me make it quite clear. I do not have faith in them.
But Chris Brown insists he's laid the complaint and the rest of the executive were not involved.
None of the executive had any role whatsoever in formulating the charges. Understand that I'm doing this as an individual member. It'll be up to the national executive to decide whether the charges have any grounds or not, but the outcome of it will be, if the charges are found to be substantiated, that Cathy Jackson can be removed from her position as the national secretary. And that's my objective, because I do not believe that she should be in that role or can be in that role if the union has got any chance of recovering.
Chris Brown, the acting president of the Health Services Union, speaking to Alexandra Kirk in Canberra.